Okay, I'm back. Oh, hang on just a second, okay? Let me just go ahead and settle in here really quick, and I'll be with you all. Okay, got some snacks here, refreshment there. Okay, so I ended up picking up this new calculator over at the supermarket. It was on sale, apparently, over in the special shelf section of that supermarket, which I won't reveal. Oh, that's right. I don't know what kind of calculator this is, but I mean, from the looks of it, I mean, if I can show you all, but from the looks of it, I mean, this thing looks like it can probably calculate some really complicated shit. Oh, yeah, if you all know what I mean. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of functions, you know, on this thing. And I don't think it's a scientific or like a graphic calculator, or, you know, or anything like that, because, yeah, this shit looks really complicated. And I would say a bit intimidating if, you know, if you're someone, you know, not quite used to seeing so many buttons on a calculator. Anyways, but just to let you all know, there's a huge S button. That's S as in super, that is. Yeah, there's a huge S button sitting right in the middle of this calculator. And, you know, I just couldn't help but notice it, you know, when I was looking at, you know, the rest of them. I guess this S button replaces the equal button or something like that. Or maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, because from the looks of it, I don't see any equal button on this thing anywhere. So maybe the S button is the equal button, I guess. But anyways, let me just go ahead and unpack this thing and check out the instructions. I'm pretty sure it'll say what that big S button stands for. Hang on a second. Let me get these dumb stickers out of the way first. Okay, let me just take a peek here. Okay, it says here, warning. Ooh, calm down. This calculator is an advanced calculator. Holy shit, be careful now. Be careful. Yeah, so it says this calculator is an advanced calculator used strictly to calculate complicated numbers in excess of gazillions. Holy shit. This is interesting. But there you go. So apparently, let me see here. So apparently, so the S button stands for Sue. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. So it means sue, as in to sue, as in, you know, suing, as in lawsuit suing. It says, when ready, simply hit the button to calculate cumulative damages in excess of gazillions. This is perfect. That's weird. Yeah. It's weird how things shit works out, right? I mean, you go shopping for calculators and wham, the perfect item sits right there. Weird, not to mention creepy, but there you go. Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and get this thing ready and waiting on the sideline just in case. Because, like I said, the calculators that are currently running are steaming away, and I'm pretty sure at some point they're going to run out of real estate. Yeah, because from the looks of it, there's absolutely no end in sight on this entire despicableness. Oh, yeah. So let's go ahead and continue along this timeline. Now, as I mentioned previously, there's quite a bit going on in 2021 despite all this interference shit going on, because once again, you know, with the seed officially planted and momentum moving the way it was moving on these platforms, you know, you just got to continue building along, right? It's really no different, you know, it's really no different than, say, building and growing a social account, only this way is way more organic, so to speak, as opposed to... Well, I think you all get the picture. And so without giving away too much of what the strategy was, particularly after experiencing that major interference at the beginning of the year, 2021 that is, and so without giving away too much of what the strategy was after that, we'll just sort of run through a quick outline of, you know, of some of the deliciousness that was delivered during that year. And so after the Valentine's Day special, like I said, things started rattling uncontrollably back there in the control room. Oh, yeah. A lot of nervousness, I think. Or I don't know what was happening back there, but, you know, like I said, the interference stuff was getting to a point where it was almost like, we might as well hand off the remote controller and call it a day sort of thing. Yeah, the interference thing got so bad and annoying and dumb by that point that it was just sort of like, yeah, let's just sort of hand off the remote controller and just call it a day. Now keep this in mind once again. Remember how I said we played a little hopscotch going into the new year, 2021 that is? Well, that hopscotch, jumping around, led us to two new destinations. And I think I already said all this, but I'll just say it again. So the hopscotch leads to two new destinations. And when I say destinations, I'm talking different online platforms, that is, or to be more specific, online hosting providers for our different websites. And so for the next several months or so, we would try to have some very healthy dialogue with these new providers to try and string together maybe some answers as to what the heck is going on back there with all these interferences. But let's just say, without going into too much details or going into the exact details of what was said back and forth, but let's just say there was a lot of plain dumb, so to speak, going on back there, and so we could never quite squeeze out the exact cause or causes for these issues. And so, I mean, it obviously got a bit frustrating because you don't want to have to keep jumping ship and playing this whole hopscotch thing. But at the same time, you also don't want to be an idiot, right? And keep building at a place where there's all these problems, right? Does that make sense? But in any case, so March rolls along, right? And that's when I believe we start squeezing in some real deliciousness, as in that delicious new teaser trailer. That's right, that new teaser trailer where, you know, the slideshow of images are no longer just that, images or stills, but now it's the real deal. As in, those images now officially come alive, and that's when, I mean, things in the control room then really, really, really started getting antsy. I mean, head scratching, fist biting, you name it. That control room really started getting wobbly because those panic buttons. Yeah, those interference buttons. Talk about getting active. Holy shit, those buttons were dancing. Actually, speaking of dancing, hang on a second. Let me get a quick drink.